Good morning. As we prepare to enter into our worship service, we ask that you quiet yourselves and reflect. Quietness to listen and receive the story of God's Son sung through this song, and reflection on each of our own stories. How have we been preparing for this Advent season as we wait and anticipate God's greatest gift? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story?
You can. Welcome to our worship of God on this third Sunday of the Advent season. And we thank God for writing this story upon our hearts as we come into this time of worship this morning. May the hope, peace, and joy of the Advent season fill you and be upon you. Some announcements to share quickly. The third children's Christmas program practice for first through sixth graders this Wednesday, 6:30 here in the sanctuary. And practice will conclude by 7:30. We have been asked by the Fish Pantry. They are in need of an individual to help remove empty cardboard boxes. That's breaking them down and hauling them away to one of the area recycling centers in your vehicle. If you could help with that, you can let Jocelyn in the church office know. If you've come in the south entrance and walked by the opening of the gym, you can see that it's kind of set up in a camping theme. And remember, there's a family night that you're invited to, family night under the stars, and that begins at 4 this afternoon. Christmas Eve help, we're looking for additional people to help with setting up the luminaries and also serve as greeters on Christmas Eve. And there's a sign-up sheet for both of those on the hallway bulletin board. And on Thursday, we have the third Thursday senior luncheon, so be aware of that. With that said, I invite you to pass a peace of Christ with one another.
It sounds so good to hear all that noise and laughter and just talking amongst yourself this morning. Our call to worship is a song that we did last time we were up here. It's called Come to Us. We invite you to join with us as you see fit.
Come to us. chapter 35. The desert and the parched land will be glad, and the wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom, and it will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. And they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands and steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong. Do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongues shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool and the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in that way. Wicked fools will not go on about it. No lion will be there, nor any ferocious beast get up upon it. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, the giver of all joy, we thank you for all that you've done, all your great gifts, especially as we remember your great gift of your Son this Christmas season. By your Spirit, help us to be joyful and thankful people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here at the stable, in the alleyway behind the nearby inn, the setting of the promised birth continues to unfold. The animals continue to inhabit the stable. After all, it's their home, the place they eat and the place they sleep. But not everything about that special holy night happens at just that stable, nor on just that night. God's angels are involved in the nativity, having foretold of the birth, having proclaimed the joyous news to Mary and to Joseph. And on the night of the holy birth, angels appear to the shepherds, announcing the good news of great joy, rejoicing as a great company of heavenly hosts, sharing with the shepherds the news of the Savior's birth, Christ the Lord. And the shepherds listened and watched in utter amazement, and they traveled to the stable to see this thing that had happened. They came with wonder, hastening to witness the joy of this special birth. It's still an ordinary, simple stable, with simple surroundings and humble characters, which God blessed with great joy for all people.
As you're able for our opening song. It is called We Have a Savior.
Keep all our freedom.
This Advent season, we've seen that the Lord gives us hope. His promises never fail us. We've seen that the Lord gives us peace. He comes to remove the burden of sin and of death, and to exchange it all for grace and for mercy. And this Sunday we celebrate that the Lord gives us joy. What other way to respond to God's goodness and His salvation? For His gospel creates thankful people. We sing now, we light the Advent candle, verse 3.
Song of joy. It's joy to the world, unspeakable joy. Most of it will be familiar to you. There is a little bit that's unfamiliar, but please join in and sing joy to the world.
Thank you.
As we come into our time of prayer this morning, you can see the joys and concerns and requests on the back of the bulletin to be in prayer for the family of Tony Voyne, who entered into eternal life on Monday evening, and a visitation and time of celebration of life will be here at St. John's. It'll be in the parish hall on January 3rd from 4 to 7. We can also be praying for the family of Edith Clemenson, the mother of Sue Roofer. So lift up that family as she entered into eternal life on Friday morning, and that service will be next Saturday at 11 in Fayette. You can see that Renee had surgery this week, and she's at Roop Rehab for a couple of weeks of therapy. Solomon Welsh has been hospitalized for a time and is in serious condition. We continue to pray for Larry Miller and for Dale and Leah and Lynn and Jack. And Jody Belts has started taking daily shots this past week for a month to help bring strength to the bone so there won't be any more fractures. And just learned during the passing of the peace time that Dean and Jane Buckenmeyer were driving to with a group up to a Philippines gathering in Detroit and were involved in an accident. They're okay, but evidently sore and bruised and those kind of things, so we can be praying for them. Let's bow before the Lord. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the blessing of congregational worship. We thank you for the ways of the world that we can live stream this service and we can share our worship on the radio, that people can connect in and tune in and to be present to worship you. Lord, when your people worship, we pray that your heart would be filled with joy. We thank you for creating within us room in our hearts for you, not only in this time of worship, but in our daily lives. As we seek to honor you with our lives, and what we say and what we do would bring glory and honor to you. Lord, we thank you for the story that you have written through the Bible, a revelation to all your people of the world. Lord, we live in a wayward world. We can be wayward ourselves. We can have questions and we can have doubts about faith. And it is in the surety of Jesus being born in that stable in Bethlehem, that surety of your love, of your joy, of your peace and your hope. Lord, open our hearts up to your will, that we would celebrate, we would truly celebrate the gift of Jesus in our hearts. Lord, as we make it through each and every day, may we take those moments to pray and those times to offer up our words, our expressions, our songs, our feelings, our thoughts of joy, a joy that is based in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, as a congregation, we pray for the people that we've talked about this morning. We pray for Doug and Sarah and Dana and their families as they mourn Tony's loss, but also as they rejoice in the promise of everlasting life. We pray for Edith's family, for Sue and the rest of the family, that they would know your peace and comfort in this time. Lord, we pray for healing for Renee and Solomon, for Larry and Dale, for Leah and Lynn, and for Jack and Jody. And Lord, we pray for your blessing of strength and healing upon Dean and Jane and anyone else that was involved in an accident. Not only the physical hurts, but also just the mental anguish, the emotional anguish that can happen in such accidents. Lord, as we continue to journey towards our celebration of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we pray that you would continue to unite us as your people through the power of your Son and the blessing of your Spirit. And hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite children to come forward for the children's message at the steps. Good morning. Thanks for coming up. One of our confirmation students has assured me that as a student, she doesn't do math on the weekends. She saves that for school days, I guess, but we're going to do some math today. Now, this is the Advent wreath. Does anybody know how many candles are in the Advent wreath? How many are up there? There are five. How many are lit?
Three.
There are three that are lit, so how many are unlit? Five minus three equals
two.
All right. And we have the candle of hope, and we have the candle of peace, which is purple, and then pink is a symbolism of joy. So that third candle is joy. And those three have marked each of the Sundays. So when we started with the hope candle, we were far out from Christmas. And now we have been 3 weeks closer. How many more weeks do we have to go until Christmas Day?
Two
more weeks until Christmas Day. 14 days until Christmas. Now, Advent is a season of waiting and expectation. Now, do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
No.
No? You still have to go out and buy some gifts, maybe? Do you think your parents have to go out and buy gifts for you yet? You think they're done? You hope they're done. Well, I'm not done with my shopping, and I need some help. Leave the wires alone, please. Yep. I need to buy for some young children in my life, and I'm hoping you can help me. What's some of the gifts that you hope to have underneath the Christmas tree? Is there anything that you're hoping for this year? Anybody want a doll? Anybody want a doll? Anybody want a stuffed animal? Anybody want a real animal? Lobby big time for that. Some of you, you had your hands up. Do you know what you want? What, Finn? You just hope Christmas comes with no gifts whatsoever. Take all the gifts back to the store. Riley, we need to leave the wire alone, okay? Thanks. Anybody want a tech toy, a phone or a tablet or anything like that? Remote control? How many of you want a pair of socks? You want socks? You got to have socks to go outside and play.
I have socks.
You have socks already? Anything you want underneath the tree?
I want an electric car.
You want an electric car. Liam?
Harry Potter Legos.
You want Legos?
Harry Potter
Legos. We're getting specific. Dawson?
Everybody got a Harry Potter Lego set.
Okay. What? You want a guinea pig? Oh, that would be excellent. Talk to me about guinea pigs. Oh. At one time, we had 45 guinea pigs living in our basement when I was growing up. It was awesome. I'll tell you the real reason why later. They were great pets. Well, the thing about trying to find out what we want underneath the tree is Christmas is about, part of it is about gift giving. And we have to remember on Christmas Day as we open up gifts that God has given us the greatest gift of all, and that is Jesus. And in our reading from Matthew 11 this morning, Jesus has gone out and he's been helpful to people. He's been kind to people. He's loved them and he's given them gifts. And he said, "The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured. The deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." Riley, have a seat. And those gifts, if you were blind, wouldn't it be a tremendous gift to be able to see? Or if you couldn't hear, wouldn't it be a great gift to be able to hear someone sing? What Jesus gave those gifts to people. And it all points to who Jesus is. Jesus is God's Son. And in the joy and the fun of opening presents and giving presents, we have to remember that God gave us the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, who promises everlasting life to those who believe in him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the joy of children, and we thank you for the joy that we have in knowing Jesus. Lord, help us to continue to share the love and the joy and the peace and the hope of Jesus with all. In Christ we pray. Amen. You can go back to your seats.